Hi, I'm Mindy. I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Zach. I'm on Team Parents.
And I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids. And this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
Elena, you have been requesting this topic for quite a while. Tell everyone what our topic is.
I have been requesting it, and today we are doing some trivia about Harry Potter magical world creatures. Magical creatures.
Magical creatures of the world of Harry Potter. So I know we've done a few Harry Potter episodes, and we did a regular kind of our first Harry Potter episode, and then we did like a harder Harry Potter episode. So instead of just going harder, we're going more specific. So these questions from the Harry Potter world are all about magical beings. I'm going to say beings because I feel like they're just non-wizard beings and characters from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're humanoid.
Yeah, some of them are animal, some of them are somewhat plant-like, some of them are human-like. Just anything really that's not a wizard or a muggle. There's no muggle questions.
Okay.
Okay. Zach, how are you feeling about this?
I feel good. Our kids have been obsessed about Harry Potter because we grew up loving Harry Potter.
Yeah. Well, we didn't grow up. I was an adult when I started.
Yes, we were in college and adults. Yes, yeah, we are. That's true. But we've been loving Harry Potter for a very long time.
Yeah, I was 18, actually, when I started reading Harry Potter. So we know quite a bit about it. I think you'll get most of these questions, honestly, our family. There are some that are a little bit, I tried to get a little hard. We'll see if that actually, if any of these trip you up. Elena was almost going to do these questions instead of me, but I knew you had to answer them. We needed you to answer, so I put the questions together.
Yes, I thought about writing them, but I'm really excited about answering them.
Yeah, Elena is our Harry Potter expert because she has read the books most recently and most thoroughly.
Yeah, I'm on my second read through right now.
All right.
Okay. Elena, I have my work cut out for me.
So let's start. Our new format. Round one, we're going to go kids, parents for five questions. They do get a little harder through that round. And then round two is our speed round. There's 10 questions. They do get easy to hard as well. Kids have the first 5 seconds to answer. Oh, do you know what? We should change that. You can do that at home if you want. Lena, you will dominate dad if you get the first 5 seconds to answer. These are not easier for you. So just jump on in if you know it. If you at home would like to give your kids 5 seconds, Elena will not need 5 extra seconds. Zach, you might actually need 5 extra seconds, but you're not going to get it.
All right, we're on even footing.
Okay. Okay, so let's start round one. We're going to put 10 seconds of music behind these. Round two, we won't. Kids, question one. Again, these start easy. What is the name of the three-headed dog that guards the trapdoor leading to the underground chamber holding the Sorcerer's Stone?
Fluffy.
Fluffy the three-headed dog guards the chamber that holds the Sorcerer's Stone. That is correct.
Or Philosopher's Stone.
Yes, or Philosopher's Stone. Yeah, that's it. Fluffy the three-headed dog. Okay, well done. Starting out good. Zach, would you have known that one?
Yep, I knew that one.
Okay.
Let's see how I do on the parent question.
All right, another name of a specific animal. What is the name of the baby dragon that Hagrid eventually has to send to live with Charlie Weasley in Romania?
It is Norbert.
Norbert the dragon. That is correct.
Or, I'm pretty sure, sometime, Norberta, because they find out she's a girl.
She's a girl. Well, I think it's still named Norbert.
Norbert when Hagrid has him, her. Yeah.
Kids, question two. What is Sirius Black's animagus form?
Sirius Black is a bear-like black dog.
Yes, he is. A big bear-like black dog that also is associated with the Grimm sometimes.
Yes, with the Grimm.
Okay. Parents question two. This is another name of someone. What is the name of Hagrid's giant brother?
Hagrid's brother is named Grop.
Yes, Hagrid's giant brother, which he brings back and keeps in the Forbidden Forest, is named Grop.
Yes.
Good job,
Zach. We like Grop. Grop's a nice character.
Yeah, he's an interesting character.
A little rough around the edges, but...
Grop is Hagrid's half-brother.
Yes, Hagrid's half-brother. Sorry, I did not... but he's his brother character. He's his brother from his mom, who was the giantess. Okay. Yeah. Kids, question three. What type of creature is Aragog?
Aragog is an acromantula.
Yes. And describe an acromantula for people who might not know.
A giant spider.
Yes. A giant, giant, giant spider.
Yes. They come in... They come up quite frequently, actually, in the series.
Yeah. Acromantula. Like when Slughorn tries to get he does. He gets acromantula venom once Aragog dies.
Aragog, and there's one that is in the third task in the Triwizard Tournament.
Mm. Okay. All right. I don't remember that, but I'm sure Elena knows. Parents question three. What are Vila's most well-known powers?
A Vila, is a Vila like a siren?
Kind of, yes.
That can and sing and lure people in?
They're not singing necessarily.
Like a scream?
No, they're luring people in through their... Do you need to help them, Lena?
Through their looks.
Through their beauty. They're charming humans with their beauty.
Oh, it was the...
Do you know who's half Vila?
Yes, it was Fleur.
Fleur Delacour.
Fleur Delacour is quarter Vila.
Oh, yeah, quarter Vila, part Vila.
All right, well, I missed that. I was thinking more of like the sirens, the mermaids under the water. Yeah.
So Vilas are never mentioned in the movies at all, but in the books they mention that Fleur Delacour is Vila, part Vila.
Yes, and apparently they can turn into dragon-like creatures when they get mad.
Oh, yes, yes. And then when they get angry, they become kind of screaming, dragon-like.
But Fleur is only a quarter of a dragon.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Kids, question four. How does one open the Book of Monsters?
You have to stroke it.
Stroke it where?
On the... What's it called? Like the side.
The spine.
The spine.
The spine of the book. Yes. You stroke its spine to open the Book of Monsters. Exactly.
The Monster Book of Monsters. Yeah.
Yes.
As and it a is teacher, a yes. If our students' textbooks physically attacked them before they could open it, forget about it.
Right.
They're not reading them now.
Right. Yeah. They're definitely not going to read them then. Parents question four. What creature was used to make a healing draught to restore those who had been petrified by the basilisk?
Ooh, I like these. That would be the mandrake.
Yes, it is, Zach. You're doing good. The mandrake. And the mandrake... It's kind of a discussion if this is a creature or a plant, but they are creature-like plants that grow like babies, and they scream unless they're buried until, and so they have to grow up to adolescence before you can make the mandrake drought and cure the people who have been petrified by the basilisk. So that's book two with the mandrakes.
That's it. I like that whole scene where everyone has to wear the earmuffs to not be able to hear the horrible screams.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
There's some rough jobs at that school.
Yes, yes. Kids question five, trying to be a little harder. What is the title given to the leader of the giant tribe? What is the title of a leader of the giant's tribe?
I don't know. I don't know what the title is. Okay. The chief or something like that?
It's meant to be called the chief, but they have a certain name for it. Ooh, I found something Elena didn't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I do remember, though, that there was some fight, which is apparently common among the giants.
Yes.
And one of them killed the chief leader.
Uh-huh.
So a different one became
the Gurg of the giants, which is the leader of the giant tribe. And Hagrid tells that story, and the leader is called the Gurg.
Okay, that's deep cut.
Yeah, these are deep. This is the hardest question of round one. They start again easier in round two. Parents question five. What lives in the Weasleys' attic, keeping Ron up at night?
Oh man, I don't know. See, Lena's over here having read the books recently. I haven't
Lena
read
knows,
the books
I can tell.
Since my kids were little. We've only seen the movies, and it's not in the
it's
movie.
It's not in the movies.
So I don't know. Elena?
The ghoul. The ghoul in the attic.
Uh-huh. A noisy ghoul in the attic keeps Ron up at night.
Which Ron uses to pretend to dress up in his clothes in the seventh book and to pretend he has come down with Sparagroit.
Oh, yeah. So it's in book two a bit and in book seven a bit. They talk about the ghoul in the attic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that is the end of round one. It got easier to harder. Zach, where did we end up points-wise in round one?
Team parents are pretty proud of their 3 points.
Pretty good.
Team kids, 4.
All right, all but the last one, that deep cut question, Lena.
Yeah, the Gurg of the Giants.
Gurg of the Giants, now you'll know.
Now I'll know.
I would not have been able to answer that if I didn't create that question. So, well done. Are we ready for round two?
I think we are.
I'm ready.
Okay, so these are going to go more quickly. This is the first time we're not giving the kids a head start on these, Zach. So if you know it, just jump in. And if you answer both at the same time, then I guess you both get the point. If you say it literally exactly the same time.
Elena, I'm not going easy on you.
Me neither.
All right, it's on.
Okay, you should know the beginning ones of these pretty well. Okay, question one. What language do snakes speak?
Parcel tongue.
Oh.
Dang it.
Okay, Lena, you just got to go faster. You got to go. This is why we're giving kids time, I guess. Okay, question two. What do you have to have experienced to see Thrustle?
Death.
Oh, death. Sorry, I was going to...
You said it?
Yeah, no, I was going to say it's Thrustles.
Thestrals.
Thestrals. Yeah. Thestrals. But Elena got it right. It's death. You have to have experienced seeing somebody else die.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good job.
If you die, can you see Thestrals?
I think you're dead.
How about
can nearly about, headless Nick see Thestrals?
Maybe. Wait, are there dead Thestrals, though, who are in the afterlife with you?
Ghost Thestrals?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, do animals get the chance to become ghosts?
I would imagine so. Okay. Question 3. What creature does Gilderoy Lockhart release to Harry's defense against the dark arts class?
Cornish pixies.
Cornish pixies.
I was just picturing the little blue things. Yes. You're way ahead of me on the name.
Cornish pixies. Exactly. And they are mean. Cornish
they
pixies.
They are very mean.
Okay. That does not go well for Lockhart.
Despite what Seamus Finnegan says.
Right. They don't look mean, but they are. Question 4. Creature the house elf is loyal to which wizarding family?
The Noble House of Black.
I have the Black family, but sure. The Noble House of Black.
Lena adds a little extra to every I answer. Know.
All right. That's what it's called like every time, though, in the books.
Yeah. You better enjoy that one point you got at the beginning, Zach.
Yep, I'm going downhill.
Okay. Question 5. What pesky creature must be removed from the Weasley's garden?
Gnomes.
Oh,
dang it.
Gnomes. Yes, there are gnomes in the garden.
They have to de-gnome the garden.
They need to de-gnome the garden. Yes, they do. Question 6. What shape does a boggart take on?
Whatever you're afraid of.
Oh, yes. You both get the point. That was literally at the exact same time. And you phrased it
yes.
the exact same way. I even have here, whatever the person fears most. So you guys said it. It's fine, but you said it the exact same way. Okay. Question 7. Which centaur teaches divination at Hogwarts?
Ferenc.
Dang it.
Yes, Ferenc. Exactly. Ferenc the centaur. After Trelawney is fired or cannot teach there anymore, Ferenc comes in and teaches divination. Question 8. Okay, these are starting to get harder. Which Care of Magical Creatures teacher retires to take care of his remaining limbs?
Oh, Cadworth? Calderworth?
So close.
Cadderworth?
Kettleburn.
Dang it.
Professor Kettleburn. I would not have known that.
You got close. I feel like I've never heard that name in my life.
So he's the reason he retires so Hagrid can come in.
Okay. Yes, they only mention him once.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they say the name once in the third book.
Yeah.
Is that when he comes in? Yeah. They say like he retired to take care of his remaining limbs.
I had to find something you wouldn't know or might not
got
have known.
Hard.
Okay. All right, question 9. This might not be as hard as the last one. What creature was created when Hagrid crossbred manticores and fire crabs?
Blast-ended scroots.
There you go. Blast-ended scroots.
Which are, they sound terrible.
Yeah.
And they have to walk them and feed them. And they end up being like 6 feet long.
Yes. And the pictures of them online, like fan art and stuff, are pretty crazy and grotesque.
Yeah, they seem terrifying.
Yeah. Okay. Question 10. This, I think, potentially is hard. We'll see. What animal do Fred and George Weasley feed a firework to after stealing it from Care of Magical Creatures?
Some sort of salamander?
Yeah. A fire-dwelling salamander, but okay. Yes, salamander is fine.
I don't know how I know that.
In book 1, I believe.
Probably. I don't know which book.
Yeah. How'd you... I do not know how you knew that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they feed a firework to a fire-dwelling salamander, and I don't remember what happens, but there you go. Okay. I think Elena won. Zach, tell us the score.
Team Parents ended with 7 points.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. And Team Kids, a solid 10.
10.
Congratulations,
that's
Elena.
Great. Well done. Well done, Elena. Well, that was our Care of Magical Creatures episode. If you enjoyed it, give us a good review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or shout out to us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.